It's a big day today in the mobile phone world, unless you've been living under a rock or in some kind of secluded monastery, then you will be well aware that today sees the launch of Apple's new 3GS handset. You have to be on O2 here in the UK if you want to use it, which kind of got me thinking, why are handsets locked? I really can't get my head round, because I'm going to tell you why. If you think about it, let's say I take out a contract with O2 for an iPhone 3GS, and it costs me £44 a month. So I pay nearly £200 to O2, and I get my nice new shiny iPhone 3GS with double download speed and built-in compass. And I take my phone and I use it, and I'm bound into a contract for 24 months with O2. And then, kind of halfway through, I think, you know what, I'd like to start using my T-Mobile SIM card in my iPhone. Why shouldn't I be allowed to do that? What good is it locking the phone to one network? Here's my next question for you. Surely both mobile phone companies benefit if a phone is unlocked. If I have my iPhone and I'm still paying £40-odd to O2, but I swap the SIM and put a T-Mobile SIM in there, then I'm also earning money for T-Mobile. Because I'm contracted to O2, I have to pay that. But then for some reason, because I've probably more money than sense, I start using a T-Mobile SIM in my iPhone. I've never understood why handsets are locked. It always seems to me that mobile phone companies would actually end up making more money if they were unlocked. But there you go. Anyway, enjoy your new iPhones, and I'm sure that you'll make me very jealous very soon as well, but I think I'll be sticking with my trusty iPhone 3G. I'm a real Luddite. See you soon.